Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Am I on? Am I on? Can you hear me now? Yeah, I'm on. Okay. I want to welcome you this morning to worship, and I appreciate you braving the cold and wind after the warm day yesterday. It felt kind of weird, but I'm glad that you're all here, and I hope that worship will be comforting and challenging and nurturing and all of those things that we come to worship for. Most of all, I hope that you will experience the presence of God and feel closer to God as a result. We do have some announcements. Of course, our Christmas tea is this afternoon at 4 o'clock. There will be a food. There will be food. And second of all, there will be a short play entitled The One-Page Christmas Epic, and there will be carol singing and fellowship and all sorts of goodies. So please come and, you know, bring your neighbors and friends. If anybody wants to come along, we will welcome anyone. We are still collecting for Be Concerned. We have another barrel full of goodies, and that will be going to Be Concerned. And as usual, this time of the year it's very important to keep the barrel full so that we can help Be Concerned. And also, we're collecting school supplies. We're getting ready to prepare the annual meeting report. And the annual meeting will be January 29th. Patricia is updating the directory. And there is a list of thank yous for poinsettia donations. And they do look beautiful. Matt's not here, but Matt's the one who arranged them. And so he did a wonderful job. And thanks to Kitty as well for getting that together. Are there any other announcements that we need to make today? Oh, thank you. Yes. Session members. We're having a special session meeting after worship. We'll just meet in the parlor. It shouldn't take too long, but I'd appreciate it if all the session members who are here could stay for just a few minutes. Are there any other announcements we need to hear? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship, followed by the prayer of the day. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. Rocks, plants, insects, and animals.
The world and all birds, you and me and all human beings.
Everything belongs to God. Let us praise the Lord.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Let us pray together. Merciful God, you come into our midst, longing for communion with us. Through your loving presence in that communion, we come together as the body of Christ. Break our resistance to life with you and show us a path towards justice, hope, and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading is from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. I'm using the New Revised Standard Version. Paul, a servant of Christ, called to be an apostle set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our first hymn is Gather Us In from Sing the Faith, 2236. Please stand.
Together, fire of love in our flesh and our bones.
seated.
Throughout the Advent season, we have heard mostly about John the Baptist, and we have been using a prayer of confession that is participatory for you all, and we will do that once again today, because John the Baptist calls us to repent throughout Advent, not only because we regret our actions, but also because the kingdom of God is near, and we must prepare. What do you need to repent of this week? Take a minute to think about that. And now please share that with someone near to you, and then pray with each other for the forgiveness of Christ. Today is the Sunday of love. And when you turn the lights on that love thing up there, it doesn't show quite as much that it says love. But I promise you, that's what the lights say. So today, we light this candle as a sign of God's love for us. We also light the candles of peace and hope and joy. We light this candle as a sign of God's love for us. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Friends, the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace together.